The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Assessing grace for speedy progress. Assessing grace for speedy progress. I pray we will move forward speedily in life in the name of Jesus. Without further not wasting our time, our God is good. He's a faithful God and is kind always to us. Let's give a round of applause for God again for all he's doing amidst us. He wants us to enjoy speedy progress in life. He always wants development in our life. He makes us unto a good works. He is good for quick works. He also wants us to have a quick work. And I pray the Lord will make us to forge ahead in business, in career, and in every area of endeavors in Jesus' name. One thing is sure, before the end of this year, you will have a testimony. You will not be empty-handed of blessings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What is speedy progress? What is speedy progress? Quick and timely fulfillment of goals, desires, and plan. That is what is called speedy progress. I want us to take something out of this definition. I said quick progress and speedy progress is quick and timely fulfillment of goals and desires, plans in someone's life and in destiny. I'll take that timely fulfillment, and I want to expatiate more on that word, timely fulfillment. The word timely fulfillment, we should be very, it's very important when we are talking about speed. Time is very, very essential and important when we are talking about speed. Time bath season in life. Time bath season in life. Let's open our Bible to Ecclesiastes 3. Let's read verse 1. Time bath seasons in life. Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So time bats seasons in life. And we cannot only call it a gift, because time is a gift, but we cannot call it a gift until we fully utilize it in righteousness. We can never call it a gift. It can mar us and it can make us. Time is a gift, but we can only call it a gift when we fully utilize it. Not in unrighteousness, but in righteousness. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. There are three seasons in someone's life. We have the morning season, we have the afternoon, and we have the night season. Jesus said in John chapter 9, verse 4, Jesus said, I must walk the walk of him that sent me. Why it is the day, the night cometh when no man can walk. There is a morning, there is an afternoon, there is a night. In that morning, there is still a morning, there is still an afternoon. In that afternoon, there is still a morning, there is still an afternoon. In that night, there is still a morning, there is still an afternoon. A beginning of morning is the morning of morning. I pray God will help us to understand in Jesus' name. The quick will take time and utilize it, the better. Before it will get to the afternoon of the morning time. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. I don't know, maybe anybody understand what I'm saying. For instance, now, you are maybe like 15 years of age and you want to be playing all about. Teen, you are entering into teen. So the money of your teen starts from 16, 17, 18. That's the money. You can utilize it because that is where the strength of everybody lies in life. That is where the strength of everybody lies in life. I bet you, anything that you are able to take by the age of 16, 17, and 18, you'll be master in it. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. There is grace, though. There is grace. But the quicker we get to do things, the better for our destiny. I pray our destiny will not be destroyed at our time in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So Jesus knew his time. Let's open our Bible to John chapter 13, verse 1. John 13, verse 1. John chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew his hour was come, that he should depart out of the world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loves them unto the end. His hour was come. He knew that his hour was come. I pray God will make us to know our time in the name of Jesus, so that we have quick and speedy progress in destiny in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bible again to John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Praise the Lord. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him that have no wine, unto him, please go back, unto him, go unto him, they have no wine. Continue, sir. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour has not yet come. Jesus knew his time. I pray God will make us to know our time in life, in everything we lay our hands on, in the name of Jesus. Even in ministry, in the name of Jesus. Do you know that the work that you are doing, everything that we are doing in life, is a ministry? A ministry that you need to be a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether you are a pianist, whether you are a guitarist, whether you are a trader, whether you are a businessman, whether any endeavor is a ministry in your hand, is an assignment. It is not that everybody will be a pastor before you can say that person is into ministry. It is not that everybody will be in one ministration or the other. All what is in our hand that God has given unto us is a ministry. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Sons of Issachar, also understand the time. Let's open our Bible to 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times. I won't say more than, I won't go further. They have the understanding of time. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. What are the facts about speedy progress? We have some facts, major facts about speedy progress. Let's open our Bible to Jeremiah chapter 29. It's a very common Bible verse, verse 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Jeremiah, for I know the thoughts that I had towards you, said the Lord, thought of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So one major fact about speedy progress in life is that God had a plan for you and I, a thought of good, not of evil, to give us a glorious end, the end of our time. We speak of that glorious end. I pray we will not miss at the end of our time in the name of Jesus. I pray sorrow will not come to our hearts when we look back at the times we've spent here on earth in the name of Jesus. Please say amen, because we cannot come to this earth and be a waste. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Another fact about speedy progress is God is not interested in delaying you. Let's open our Bible to 2 Peter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men can slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Father, we help us to understand a lot of things in Jesus' name. Another fact that we have there about speedy progress, your success is heaven's delight and joy. Your success is heaven's delight and your joy. Let's repeat after me. Your success is heaven's delight and joy. Your success is heaven's delight and joy. If there is anybody sleeping beside you, please tap the person, because I don't want anybody to miss the God's blessing that is coming out of his word, everybody will be blessed in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. So that those are the three major the fact about speedy progress in life. I talk about it is the God's plan for you and I. I talk about God is not interested in delaying us. And I talk about your success is heaven's delight and joy. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Another thing that we should know is any good thing that happens to you in life at the speed of light is a miracle. Anything at all that happened to you in life. Touch anybody that is sleeping, please. Anybody that has any good thing in life at the speed of light, it's a miracle. If someone buy you a Canon that is your or your own, it's a miracle. It at the speed of light, someone will just come and give it to you. Pam, you have a car. So speedy progress has a process. Speedy progress has a process. We can't take the work of God for granted in someone's life. So speedy progress by God's grace has a process. And we journey through that process. But we can only speed up by getting God himself involved. I repeat, speedy progress in life, it's in process. And we can be speeded up by getting God involved in it. How can we get God involved in our endeavors? By having faith in him and his promises. According to that Bible verse that we read, Jeremiah 29 verse 11, that his thoughts towards us is of good, not of evil, to give us an expected end. So it's a promise of God for us. So speedy progress come when you get God involved in everything you are doing, in your endeavors, so that you can move up speedily, so that you can be lifted speedily. I pray God will help us to understand this and get God involved in the name of Jesus. By faith, we walk through process of time for progress. By faith, I repeat. By faith, I repeat. We walk through the process of time by faith. We walk through the process of time by faith. Because if we don't have faith, we will get weary. We will get tired when things are not rosy. When things are not coming our way as it ought to be. So by faith, we walk through process of time for progress. Let's open our Bible to Romans 5, 1 to 5. I want us to understand something there. Romans chapter 5. Yes. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By him also we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand. So in the process of time, we have faith so that grace will be given unto us to stand and rejoice in hope of glory of God. Continue. And not only so, but we have glory in tribulations also. We stand by faith. In tribulation we stand, knowing that there is tribulation. He now worketh patient, and patient experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know, maybe you understand that Bible verse very well. I don't know, maybe you understand very well. There are things that we should know when we want to make speedy progress in life. It does not just happen. It does not just happen like miracle. We work for it. There will be tribulation, but it worketh us to being patient. When it worketh us to being patient, we will gain experience thereby. When we gain experience, from experience, hope will be stirred up. From our hope, the hope will make us not to be ashamed. I can be right. For instance, now in my life, the bike that I have it for several years. That there was a day I was riding a colleague of mine. It was heavily raining that day. So we decided to wait till the rain will stop so that I can carry him home. We wait till the rain stop. And when we are coming from Fate, I know most of you know Fate and Federal Secretariat. When we are coming, I decided I disobeyed the Lord. I want to pass one way. And there is a lot of flood water by the roadside. And as I was riding, a car was just running. And it deliberately matched all those water. And it was down on me, all from head to toe. So what's the essence of waiting for the rain to stop? I was so furious that day. But instead, I pray one prayer. The guy beside me also say amen. I pray one prayer. I said, this, I will use it to tell a story. And behold, my brethren, our prayers always answer. This car that I have comes from the powerful end of miracle of God. Because I was planning, I don't know God as a perfect plan for me. So, brothers, let us know that in speedy progress, there are things we will go through. It does just not happen like a miracle. There are things we will experience, but our hope will not make it a shame. I pray God will help us to understand in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can still see that some people are sleeping. We are here to be blessed. Our blessing will not be shared for another in Jesus' name. So tap anybody that is sleeping beside you. Tell him, do you want me to collect your blessing? Tap that person. Tap, 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 tap. Please tap. Anybody that is sleeping, tell him, do you want me to collect your blessing? Tap the person from the front to the back. Anyone that is sleeping, tap. Tap. Blessing is shared right now. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Lord and by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Lashti havo shekata. Blessing is being shared. And tap the person. Tap the person. I pray your blessing will not be shared for another person in Jesus' name. What is the opposite of speedy progress? What is the opposite of speedy progress? It's a very, very straightforward answer. Delay is the opposite of speedy progress. You will appreciate speedy progress better if you look at the opposite of speedy progress. The opposite of speedy progress is delay or slow progress. Slow progress. Tell your neighbor, slow progress. Slow progress. Delay will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Delay will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. So we have two major factors that causes delay. Two major factors that causes delay. Thank God, the LifeSpring member, I don't know that the Spirit of the Lord is one, except I know it today. Today is being confirmed according to his word that the Spirit of the Lord is one. Hallelujah. The first thing that is the major factor of delay is self, our self. Tell everybody, tell somebody beside you, say self, say yourself. Yourself is one of the major factors of delay. Most of the time we delay ourselves. Let's open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. Through our ignorance, let's see what the Bible is saying. Having their understanding darkened, being annihilated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. So our self, ignorance, the ignorance of ourself, the ignorance that we have. Knowledge and wisdom comes from God. And if anybody lack wisdom, according to James chapter 1, verse 5, he said, let him ask of the Lord that giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. So if you are ignorant of something, you will ask of the Lord in your business, in your vocation, in every areas of your life that you see that you don't know. And you want to know, you first go to the Lord. You first go to the Lord. You inquire of the Lord. Oh Lord, this thing I don't understand. Give me an understanding. You know who blind the heart of man is? Satan. So Satan is all out there. He's there to destroy. To destroy every good works of God. He's envious of us as a being that is created in the likeness and the image of God. So everything that we want to do, he wants to block it by all means. So we need to stay awake by going to the Lord in prayer and ask that, oh Lord, I don't know this thing. Don't let us be pompous of ourselves. Don't let us be proud. Don't let us exhibit the life of pride. To ask questions, to ask order, to ask the Lord, to kneel down. When you kneel down and call upon the Lord, it means you respect the Lord. It means you fear him. It means you surrender to him that is the only one that is the author and the finisher of the faith you have in your well doing. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Oftentimes, ideas run through our mind and slip away because we fail to take action. Because we fail to ask questions. There are so many things that will come through our mind. There are so many things we want to share. There are so many ideas that will give us a value in life. But we fail to stand up, pray, or ask questions, or even surrender yourself to a mentor, to a mentorship, so that you tap from the anointing of that mentor and move and walk thereby. Speedy progress don't happen all of a sudden. It is not like a miracle. You must earn it. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Another major factor that I love most that the life springers actually make us to see is satanic attack. Satanic attack. Satanic attack. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. We have a lot of people that suffered attack in progress, for in destiny and life. And very many are battling with transgenerational negative family patterns to progress in life. We can see that guy that is looking for a work. All of a sudden, the villagers come and poison the mind of the two executive that wants to, that have already say he is the one to be employed. Is an attack. It is an attack. So many people suffer attack. It is when we open our eyes to the godly being that we are. That is why I always tell people, spirituality is very important. Spirituality is highly important. When some people see me praying, there is a guy that asks me, "Bros, why do you always pray in tongues aloud?" I said, when I pray tongues aloud, I don't see anything around me. I don't feel anything around me again. I enter into where I hear echoes. Echoes of the power of God. Goose pimples always come upon me. I said, ever since I discovered that, I stopped praying in tongues silently. Because that is where God wants me to reside. Praying aloud so that I can overcome distractions, so that I can launch into the godly realm, so that I can energize myself, bring out the gods in me. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 82, verse 6, I guess. Psalm 82, verse 6. I have said, ye are gods. Tayavu shia takadaya. We are gods. Until we understand that, that is when things will start working. See, I gave testimony here on this altar one day. I said, the time that I spent in Impact House with the time I spent outside Impact House, before Impact House, the speedy progress that I have weigh everything down. I make quick progress within 6 years. Things that I've been longing for, things that I've been praying for, my life just changed. People will see me outside and say, "Shion, are you the one?" I'll say, "To the glory of God, I'm the one." If you know my background, if I share my background with you, you will pity me. And you will thank God at the same time that God is good. I pray God will make us to understand. We are gods. Until when we know that and we pick the Spirit of the Lord inside of us, because every one of us has the Spirit of the Lord. It is how you take it to be important. That is when that Spirit will be steer inside of you. Please, my people, God has wired us a super being. It is mediocrity that will remain where we want to be. Sincerely. There are a lot of things I've seen in 2-3 years back that I know God has wired us. When we open our mouth and talk, we are gods. We open our mouth, we create. When you open your mouth and curse, when you open your mouth and say bad things, those are the things that will come to pass because we are what? We are gods. People know that is why they go to Abalis. They are so weak. They are so weak. They can't pray. They can't stand on their feet. They refuse to come to church. You'll be begging them because they know they can quickly go to one Abalis and say, I know I'm God, but give me, enhance me. Give me this drug. Give me this charm so that this thing can work for me. It can work for you. You don't need to go to any Abalis. The Bible made us to know we are the prophet of ourselves. I pity those who go to prophets and say, pray for me. I've done times over and I've done it over and over and over again. Years before I come to Impact House. Doesn't work for me. I do VG on Paul VG. The prophet will come. There is something missing. I've not discovered the God type in me. Until when I discover it, I see. Even if you advise me, come and I will tell you. If I go there and the man speak and I can trace it to the word of God, thank God. But I still have a lot of assignment to do by myself. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Don't let us spend more time because my time is far spent. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. So our battle, most of the time, are transgenerational negative family patterns. Most of the battle in life are not caused by anything, but by ourselves. The Bible made us to know through our ignorance. And again, through the attack of enemy. Enemies always know that God has created us a spectacular being. A being that has power over him. I charge you, sir, Amas. See, devil needs to fear you. When you find the God in you, he will be looking for strategy. What can I use? What can I use? So stir help. Stir up your spirit being. Stir it up. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. The Bible made us to know that we should not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. Those are the things that is killing the God type in us. Sincerely. The whole world, light and wickedness. But we are children of the Most High. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. If you want to win battles of life to quickly progress in life, we need to receive Jesus into our life. He's the one that baptizes us with the Spirit. Teaches us all things. Let's open our Bible to John chapter 1, verse 33. I want to read the latter part. John was telling us, he said, and he remained on him. The same is he which baptized us with the Holy Ghost. He baptized us with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost in us is the God type in us. The Holy Ghost in us is the God type in us. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Let us see in Numbers chapter 1, verse 28. Let us see what the son of Issachar enjoyed as they progress in life. Of the children of Issachar, by their generation, you can see by their generations. So Satan attacked generations. I was expatiating for someone. I said, blood, we always say, is thicker than water. It's true. Because each DNA relies from one generation to another generation. If they take a sample of your blood, they can link into your great-great-grandfather. So generations, the children of Issachar by their generation, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the numbers of the names, from 20 years old. I want us to know that we have seasons in life. We have time in life. From 20 years old upward, all were able to go forth to war. All were able because they have the understanding of time. I pray God will make us to understand time, and every attack of the enemy and our self-ignorance will be subjected to the power of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Let's say amen. What are the example of people who got speedy progress? My time is fast, friends. Abraham's servants, Genesis 24. We can read that on our own leisure time. Genesis 24, 1 to 12. God granted Abraham's servants good speed to accomplish his goal of getting a wife for Isaac. Today, God will grant you a good speed in the name of Jesus. Another example of who got speedy progress is Nehemiah. Nehemiah was, you can read Nehemiah 2, 1 to 8. Let's read verse 8, the latter part of verse 8. Hallelujah. God grants Nehemiah, the king, grants me according to the good hand of my God upon me. The good hands of the Lord upon me. Is the good hand of the Lord upon Nehemiah that make him to get speedy progress. They are to build something and they need progress. But good God make a king, an angel for him to have speedy progress. I pray speedy progress will be her lot in destiny, in endeavors, in vocation, in career, and in business for life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What are the benefits of speedy progress? We have number one, fulfillment. Benefits of speedy progress. We have number one, fulfillment. Number two, we have joy and gladness. Number three, we have blessing. And number four, we have timely achievement of goal. I would dwell a bit more on timely achievement of goal. You know, the happiness of everything that God lays in your hand is to have a speedy accomplishment. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. How to assess speedy progress. How to assess speedy progress. I want us to take note of this point. Number one, be prayerful always. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Oh, the latter passage. Let's open to Luke 18 verse 1. The latter passage, that man always ought to praise. To all to pray, I beg your pardon, and not to faint. We are a prayer being. God has made us a prayer being. A prayer life is a life that will triumph. When we pray, we will not be a prey. When we pray, we will not be a prey for the enemy. When we pray, I repeat, we will not be a prey for the enemy. A prayerless life is prone to a predator. A prayerless life is prone to a predator. When we pray, we will not be a prey. I pray God will energize our prayer life. Every weaknesses, every lukewarmness in the place of prayer, they are destroyed by the power of the Lord and by the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Another point to assess speedy progress. Run from iniquity. Run from iniquity. Run from iniquity. I think 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, 17, and 18. Let's read 1 John 2, verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of their flesh and the lust of their eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the word, and the word passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. He that doeth the will of the Lord makes speedy progress. Little children, it is the last time. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Free from iniquity. Flee from iniquity. First Peter chapter 1 verse 16. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Another point is trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. I pray the grace to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. God will give unto us in the name of Jesus. Never lean on your own understanding. The grace never to trust in ourselves. God will give unto us in the name of Jesus. Another point, quickly, is engage in regular fasting. We can read Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 8. Engage in regular fasting. The fasting makes us to be very humble. The fasting makes us to connect our God being, to connect to the spirit realm, to connect to heavenly realm. I pray God will energize us in Jesus' name. Another point is secure divine direction. Psalm 32, verse 8. Secure divine direction. God will make us to secure. I instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I guide thee with my eye. I pray God will guide us with his eyes. Under his shadow shall we hide and do exploits in destiny and in life in the name of Jesus. Lastly, walk in obedience. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. If you obey God, you will eat the good of the land. And we can read 2 Kings 5, 9 to 14. I pray as we do so, God will help us in the name of Jesus. I've come to the latter part. The Bible made us to know in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He that is in Christ, he is a new creator. All things will pass away. Behold, everything will become new. In your heart of heart, think deep. Have I lost myself into this world? Am I in the world? Is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life, is it in me? Think deeply. Take a sober reflection today. Check yourself very well. Are you controlled by the tunes and the dancing and the drum of this world? Check your life very well. When you are not different from them, that means you are in the world. But when you are absolute and differently and totally different from them, then you are in the Lord. Is there anyone that wants to reestablish his faith in Christ? Let that person pray this prayer. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to the power that you embedded in time, I reestablish, I reaffirm my faith in you. I surrender my life to your child, Jesus Christ, the giver of the Spirit that dwell all things. And I say in the name of Jesus, power, Satan, and sin will not have dominion over my body. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet. Hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.